Today I'm here in front of you to discuss and introduce to you Imam Youth, which is basically an organization which is set up under the guidance of Majlis Ulama Shia to cater for the needs of the youth, specifically the Shia youth nationwide. We have recognized that the youth in this country need a single platform that they can belong to and that each one of them can say they are a part of. And that's where we have outlined some objectives. And one of the main objectives that we have outlined is unity and coordination amongst our youth in this country. And this can only happen if we have stronger regional communities. For this, we have implemented a zonal structure, which I'm sure some of the other ulama will discuss. And with this zonal structure, we have divided the country into 5 zones. And within each zone, there will be a number of centers, number of imam barbas that will work together to serve the communities on various projects. Each zone will have their own coordinator for the youth, and they will all, each imam barba will have a representative that will also be a part of that zone. We would like for our centers and our successful youth programs to be able to share progress with each other. There are a number of youth communities such as Watford and Newton that are very organized, and the youth in those communities are holding regular events and they are able to gather the youth together on a regular basis. And what this does is it allows for them to be more connected to the centers, which allows for them to be connected to the ulama. And this is one of our greatest objectives, that the youth, our youth, should be connected to the ulama, and they should be able to benefit from the woeful knowledge that they have. And through the ulama, we are able to gain the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, and we are able to implement them into our lives. So our greatest objective is that we are able to prepare the youth for the arrival of our Imam. The youth, as you know, and I'm sure the Imam was above me in saying this, that the Prophet has emphasized on the youth and their affairs, and he has encouraged youth towards self-building and character building. And we are able to do this by allowing our youth to have more contact with each other, the ulama. This is because when they have more contact with one another, they are able to discuss, they are able to broaden their horizons, they are able to open their minds. And they are able to build bonds between each other. And what that leads to is brotherhood. Because the fact is that we need to be like true brothers to each other. We need to treat one another as if they are our true brothers or sisters, as if the elders are our mothers or fathers. And this can only happen if we are able to come together and unite, and we are able to coordinate with one another. We have to take the initiative ourselves. It cannot be left to anyone else. It is us that have to take the step, and we are the ones that have to take the initiative and allow for us to create ourselves a strong community and a stronger youth program that we have in this country. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وهو خير الناصرين المؤمنين. Without a long sermon and with brief points that I have noted down for myself, to stick to the point, My duty tonight, this evening, is to give you an outline and a roadmap that we should adopt for the oncoming 2 years, the next few months, the next year, and for the mid-2015. Is it better for me to speak in English? More people are comfortable with English or in Urdu?
Or English.
There are 6 points that I want to very quickly touch upon that I've actually quickly noted down, and I will not go into detailed presentation. You can listen to me and inshallah look at the presentation. I had asked my daughter to actually prepare. She prepared something like 10 slides, and I evicted everything and said I will only mention 6 points and I will give details myself. When we took office, we all decided that we need to formalize everything. Our Imam Barga started, the Husseiniya started with small houses, and now Alhamdulillah they've gone into big centers. We have a few schools in this country. The Shias have two schools, unfortunately. Only two Shia schools. Not Sunday schools, but proper schools. We need more schools. We have one college, we have three or four Shia institutions which are teaching, two main institutions that are teaching people to become scholars in the future. We are investing for our future in this country. We have halal meat stores with a lot of question marks. We have an infrastructure in place in terms of Imam Bargahs, Masajid. There are over 100 Shia Imam Bargahs centers in this country. 70 of these, if you calculate all the charities and organizations, then we have more than 350 in this country. The Shia. But the centers, Imam Bargahs, that have a physical appearance outside, not just on paper, but physical presentation on the floor, we have over 100. Emerging communities are quite a few. We have now more than 25,000 Afghani community or the Hazara community in this country that has come within the last 10 years. And they have 34 organizations, mashallah. Our older brothers have 9 centers. Our other communities have a lot of centers. We have more than 70 centers in this country, 70 Imam Bargahs of the Pakistani, Indo-Pakistan community in this country. For that, we needed to formalize everything. I will be taking probably a few minutes more than my time, but I need to give an outline why we are doing what we are doing. Why do we need to gather? Why do we need to come together? Why are we all here? What will you be doing in the next session when you're discussing things? I want to lay down a few foundations with inshallah in your next session. Within an hour, you come up with ideas. We did not wish for it to be an open invitation for all centers. There were many members who were calling up and said, we can bring a bus. I said, we don't need a bus. We just need the people who are responsible in that Imam Barga to come and attend. So this is only a very specified invitation with a smaller group to come and attend with very specific aims and objectives. I want to give you an outline. We need an infrastructure in this country. Everyone listening, inshallah? Do I have the attention of all the people present here? If you're not present, then say Allah. Alhamdulillah, you're all present. Say Allah for the pleasure of the Prophet Muhammad. This is the first time it hasn't worked. Usually when I say different fingers and then say Allah, everyone just says Allah. But Alhamdulillah, this has worked the first time in my life for the past 15 years that I've been doing public speaking. Dear brothers and sisters, when we came in office, just like all in our Bargahs, Minister Imam was running on ad hoc basis, our scholars have put in so much effort into bringing it where it is today. Had it not been for those early scholars who laid the foundations of Minister Imam and took the things in their own hands and brought it to where it is today, it is their contribution that we are where we are today. But things needed to be formalized, and we all decided that we need to place an infrastructure so we can take things further. In the first 2 years, when we came into office, we tried and we did manage to visit all the Shia centers in the UK. And we managed to visit all the centers twice in those 2 years. Many times we left 9 o'clock, I left my house at 9 o'clock on Sunday and came back at something like 6, 7 a.m. on a Wednesday, 3-day tour to visit all the centers. There were many visits like that to make sure that we actually reach and serve our Mu'mineen brothers and sisters, listen to them, visit them and see the needs of our society. As a result, in our next 2 years, I was elected again in May, early May. For the next 6 months, what we want to do is we just want to make an infrastructure for the entire country. And for that, I wish we could show you the detailed presentation of the visits that our scholars have done in the second or the third time that we are now in office. We are collecting data from all the centers. How many centers have a madrasa? How many centers do not? How many centers have a committee for the youth? How many centers have a committee for the women? We need to cater the needs of all the people that are in our society. Even the elderly, even the people who have other issues, mental health and others. We've recently had a few meetings with that. I can't go into the details. So now we've divided the entire country into 5 zones. For the Panchadan, the 5 holy personalities, London zone is named after each one of these zones is named after one of the Sahaba of the Holy Prophet and the Ayman al-Islam. So London zone itself and the surrounding areas, we have 16 centers in the London zone or zone 1, and it is named after Hazrat Ja'far al-Tayyar, who is the brother of Imam Ali al-Islam, one of the first Shuhada, and he's a companion of the Holy Prophet Hazrat Ja'far al-Tayyar, a member of the Ahlul Bayt himself. Second zone is West. There are 7 centers in that, in Wales and all the centers in the West, and that is named after Hazrat Ammar Yasir. Birmingham and the central zone, Midlands, East Midlands, Central Midlands, West Midlands, from Luton all the way up to Nottingham, there are 12 centers, and we've named that zone after Hazrat Malik Ashtar, zone Malik Ashtar. The fourth zone is Greater Manchester, Brentford, all the way north of England, up to Newcastle. There are 20 centers, that's the biggest zone, and we have named that after Hazrat Abu Dhalib Affan, zone Abu Dhalib Affan. And Scotland has 5 centers, and that is Hazrat Salman Farsi, zone Salman Farsi. Now, each zone has 5 coordinators, one alim from Majlis Ulama, one for the centers, one for the women, and 2 for the youth. Imami youth boys and Imami youth girls. That's what we need to develop, inshallah, in the next 6 months. Our plan is that we will be developing an infrastructure for all of these zones. So each zone has 5 coordinators. With 5 zones, we have 25 altogether. And then we have central coordinators that you, inshallah, heard today. The central coordinator for the entire country is Ahsan Radassam for Imami Council, for Imami Women Sister, Khanum Sister Tawfiq Fatima Nafabi, and for youth, Brother Saif Shah, that we just heard. And for Imami girls as well, we have a sister, but inshallah we have not developed. Originally we were planning to keep Imami girls and Imami women, and they would have developed separately. But inshallah in the future we want to develop a separate 16 to 25 year old boys and girls, 2 separate entities, Imami youth boys and Imami youth girls. Now, for the infrastructure, what we want to do is that without an infrastructure there is no success. The governments have extreme, huge planning. We need to plan for our country. We need to plan for the Shias in this country. We're law-abiding citizens. Alhamdulillah, we have not had any incidents from the Shia community. No complaints from the government, from the police force. We invited the police commander for the Metropolitan Police. He came in. Alhamdulillah, we have all a very good relationship. There are no complaints about the Shias. The mainstream Shias do not have any complaints. There may be an odd 1 or 2 complaints about certain extremist Shia groups or people who are trying to spread hate speech, but not from the mainstream Shia. Alhamdulillah, we have no complaints. Very few people from the Shia community in the prisons, which is alhamdulillah a very good sign. There are some people in the prisons, but very few people. In London area, in South London, there were 16 people, and majority of these were not from Pakistani community. So alhamdulillah, we are law-abiding in the government, and the authorities recognize that we are not a threat in terms of extremism, in terms of terrorism. However, we still need to plan. We need to take things further. Inshallah, because I don't want to take too much time on the first issue, but you will soon see the outcome. In the next 6 months, we need to plan an infrastructure for the entire country. Everyone in this so far? All of our hills will be there. You will see, and our people, our brothers, the youth will be visiting, your youth in the Imambadas all over the country. Our sisters will also be visiting, the ulama. We will now visit communities on a larger scale where we can actually communicate and formalize the infrastructure. That is our plan for the next 6 months. 2013 will be the formalization of the infrastructure, and 2014 will be the year of work. So the first 6 months is the infrastructure. Now, our next aim is to formalize a network with and between organizations. In the network, alhamdulillah, there are many organizations already working. Our Imam Bargas are quite active. They're doing a lot of work. We will not interfere with your day-to-day running. We will not impose anything. But there are many Imam Bargas that do not have Sunday madrasas. We can help you set up Sunday madrasas. There are many Imam Bargas that do not have the women committees. We can try and help you set up activities for the women, for the youth, study circles for the youth. There are many Imam Bargas which are very active. But there are Imam Bargas that do not have much activity for certain groups, for the women. Now, I went to one of the Imam Bargas in Southland, and they said that we have a committee for the women, and for even the elderly women, the local government, the local authorities, and the local council give you grants. There are so many activities that we can actually have in the Imam Bargas that only and only if we were linked with each other, we had a network between the different Imam Bargas, you would communicate with each other and you would tell each other what you are doing, and the others that are not doing anything on that path, they would benefit from you. We also need training for the Imam Bargas and for the ulama, the community leaders and the ulama. Many times our community leaders feel that they're up to the standards. The ulama also feel that we don't need any training. I have attended a number of training programs in the past 2 years. Counseling for the leadership, for interfaith, chaplaincy, prison services, mental health. There are all of these issues which we many times think we're all trained enough to do all of those things without any help from outside. None of us are infallible, and we all need to update all the time. The ulama likewise, and the community leaders also need to update. Continuous. In the Christian church, everyone paying attention? They have training every year, and the church pays for it. They tell the vicars and the people responsible that go for a training and we'll pay for it. Every 2 years, likewise in the synagogues, in the Jewish synagogues and the Christians, they have a lot of training, and there is no training whatsoever, and the ulama expected on an average salary of £7,200 to pay for any training they do for themselves. We need to cater for these needs. We need to upgrade the ulama, that are resident alims, continuous upgrade is needed for counseling and for many other things. And if the people responsible for Imam Bargas do not cater for these needs, then we will be where we are. We will not progress any further. So we need to cater for all of those things. There is a lot of work going on already from other major organizations in the UK. There are a lot of youth organizations. What we need to do is avoid duplication. If there are some youth organizations, we need to, our youth organization, for example, Imami Youth, needs to get in contact with them. Do not duplicate anything. We started many things that did not exist. Alhamdulillah, there are many people doing them. We're really pleased that other people are following those footsteps. We started the Imamiya, you know, the youth camp. We did for 200 youth last year. This year we had over 320 something youth that attended that camp. For ulama, we started a camp. We've had two camps for ulama. The syllabus that we printed. There are many things that we have done and others are following. Teacher training we've been twice, and we want to do more teacher training. There are so many things that are needed, and people are not caring for them. We are willing to work with you, the organizations, and take them into the next stage. So far, do I have everyone?
Yeah.
I'm only finishing with the last two things. After seeing the Polish incident, There will be many new laws coming in from the police. You heard the Metropolitan Police Commander who came in. 5,000 new officers, and they've said to me that they will be looking for 2,000 Muslim officers. In London alone, they want 2,000 Muslim officers. Obviously, we need to plan how to tackle that. What are their motives? Obviously, they want better security. If they needed to tackle the Muslims, they want the Muslims to tackle the Muslims. How do we plan? How do we cater for our needs? How do we, want to live in this country? Do we have a future in this country, or do we want to go back? How do we plan? How do we go further? I think we need to plan for all of those things very carefully, with a lot of responsibility, Islamically, and as community leaders, we are all responsible in it together. How do we take it further? I can't go into more details. You'll be discussing these things in your own, inshallah, discussion groups. We are service providers in this country. We're doctors, engineers, factory workers, taxi drivers. We're all service providers in this country. We're not decision makers. We need to be decision makers in this country if we want to have a future in this country. Do not just provide services as accountants, as doctors, and as businessmen. We need to make our own decisions. No one represents us. We represent ourselves. No one represents us. Not the Christians, not the Jews, not the Hindus, not the Sikhs, not our Sunni brothers, not the Deobandi brothers, not Salafis and Wahhabis. We, the Shias, represent ourselves. We need to make our own decisions if we want to live in this country. If you do not make your own decisions, others will go and speak in your place, represent you, make decisions for you, and they will tell you that this is the decision for you. When we met with the police, they said, we have some of the people who are representing you already. People who are giving briefings about the Shias, who are not even Shias. How will they make the decisions about the Shias? So we need to go into... We have 5 Shia councillors in this country. There are over 100 Sunni councillors in the country. There are 5 Shia councillors. We have 2 of them here. Probably 3 of them probably here. We need to have more Shia councillors. How do we do that? How do we tackle that? Will we go into the institutions and be used by the institutions, or will we represent our own right in those institutions? Will we be like some of the people who are always used against their own people, or will we be like Hazrat Ali ibn Yaqeen, who was the Prime Minister in Harun al-Rashid's army, but Imam Musa Ghalib al-Islam used to endorse him? We need to plan all of those things. Brothers, if we are not serious about staying in this country, then let's pack up and go back to Pakistan, India, Iran, go back. But if you are here, then plan for your next generations, because they are not ready to plan for themselves. Our children did not choose to come to this country. We chose to bring them to this country. You chose to come here. Now we need to plan for them so they can live as Shias and followers of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim in this country. Your best decision was not to come to this country. Your best decision to come to this country and remain as a follower of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim. That was your best decision. To remain as... Otherwise, if you are losing faith and many people have left the faith, that wasn't wise to come to this country. If you lost faith because you came to this country, that was one of the worst decisions that your parents and you made to come to this country. So please, we need to plan ahead. Now, what are the first steps that you can take? Inshallah, our facilitators will tell you how to go further. We're not expecting you to do everything yourself. How to go into the local politics. How to formalize your relationship with the police, with the local authorities, with the grants and everything that comes into place. They will tell you all of that. And that's the next step. That's what we'll be discussing in the group discussion that we'll have now. One of the first things you can do is become members of your interfaith forums. Every city has a lot of interfaith forums. Become members of that. There are Christians, Jews, and everyone on it. The government will be looking at Imam Bargahs and Islamic centers They think that these are serious. It makes a good impression. So become members of your local interfaith forums. You don't have to do anything. It's only attending those meetings twice or three times or sometimes four times in 1 year. So become members. Also try and learn how to be more involved with your local MPs, your local councillors, and the local police. With that, I do not wish to take more of your time. I'm not sure how much over my time I've spoken. But inshallah, you will respect that this is not a day. I can give you a very wonderful speech, make you jump on your seats. I've learned all of those things. These are inborn qualities. I can do all of that. But that's not what you're here for. You're not here for a majlis or a meelad. You're here to plan for your next generations, for yourselves. And it may be a very serious meeting, but it is a serious meeting for a purpose. It is a convention in the name of the Prophet Muhammad Islam to prepare ourselves and our next generations for the coming of the Prophet Muhammad Islam. And you're here for that purpose. So you may think that it is a very serious meeting, but it is a serious meeting for a purpose. I hope that you enjoy that seriousness and take the responsibility on your shoulders because you've done so, becoming executive in your Imam Barakas, and take your community further. We cannot remain where we are and be satisfied with ourselves. We need to go further. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.